New GH Boost from Nugenix is the world's first and only non-prescription supplement that safely supercharges your body's GH production at night when it naturally occurs. Clinical studies show the ingredients in GH Boost can increase your body's own GH levels more than 100% in just the first 90 minutes. And right now, Nugenix is letting every man in America try a complimentary two-week sample by texting ACTIVE to 321-321 now. Get GH Boost and get your swagger back at the gym and in the bedroom. It's killing it at GNC, but you can only get your sample by texting ACTIVE to 321-321. That's ACTIVE to 321-321. Text ACTIVE to 321-321.
I believe it will be Salem Springs ball to start this second half as they trail Mount Holly 18-14. Lady Panthers will be moving right to left for these last two quarters. Salem Springs out on the floor. Mount Holly getting some last second instructions from the head coach Del Nair. Now they come out on the floor.
You know, one thing to continue to watch, you know, Lady Bombers feel we can press Salem Springs. And, you know, we saw some turnovers, got some easy turnovers. Can we get some easy buckets off some turnovers this half?
Leglinski inbounds it to Brooke Smith. We're back underway. Smith dribbling over on the right side. Mount Holman a man-to-man. Ball goes down to Ross in the paint for the layup. Good.
Salem Springs comes right out with a quick hit to get their post player open for a open layup there.
Mount Holmes lead cut to two now. Here's Rucker with it near the left corner. She drills out toward the top. Now goes down into the paint, going in kind of for a running jumper. No good. And the rebound controlled by the Lady Panthers. Back quickly comes Smith. She's going to the lane. Hit the layup, but the foul called well before the shot. Amelia Rucker picks up her first personal foul, team foul number one.
Yeah, that's one thing we talked about. We were going to see from Salem that we may not see all year. Their posts aren't scared to get the ball and get up and down the floor. Right there, you saw that with Smith grabbing the ball and pounding it from end to end there.
Leglinski inbounds it to Ross. She drills into the paint, puts up the jumper. No good. Waymeyer gets the rebound. Back comes Mountain Home. Ball goes to Rucker on the left side. Now she gives it to Mullen. Takes the screen from Norcross, dribbles to the top, throws over to Husky on the right. Husky will give it to Norcross on the left. She's going to put up the three-pointer. No good. Long rebound controlled by Keene. Back comes Salem Springs.
A good open shot there by Annie. Not afraid to take that shot. You like that shot for Annie.
6:53. Let's play in the third quarter. Mountain Home leading 18-16. Smith tries to throw it to Tiefel, and she didn't see the pass, and Mullen comes up with the steal. Her pass is knocked away, and Salem Springs comes up with a steal of their own. Back quickly comes Smith. She's going into the lane, and she's called for the travel, I believe. Yep. So a few turnovers there in that sequence.
You know, Cam was running the floor. She had Lauren on the offside there, tried to throw the ball high where the hands were. I think a nice little bounce pass, that offside block right there, maybe Lauren run underneath that.
6:37 left to play in the third quarter. Kay Jackson checks in for Cameron Mullen for Mountain Home. Lady Bombers with the ball and the two-point lead. Husky into the front court, gives it to Jackson. Now Norcross has it at the top. To Husky on the right side. She's going to dribble toward the top. Now goes back to the right. Takes the screen from Norcross. Throws it to Jackson on the left side. Now gives up top to Norcross. Back to Jackson on the left wing. To Rucker in the corner. Now back to Jackson. She drills up to the top. Over to Rucker on the left side. Rucker will dribble up to the top. Now throws it to Husky. She has it between the circles. Over to Norcross on the left side.
Lady Bombers content here to get a good open shot and work their offensive sets until they get it.
Rucker throwing it to Waymeyer. She tried to save it in. Kind of an ill-advised pass there. Waymeyer steps on the baseline, and that is Mountain Home's ninth turnover of the night. Leglinski tries to throw it to Smith. Paul goes over her head. Norcross comes up the steal, finds Waymeyer down on the low block. Over to Rucker on the right side. Now up top to Husky. Over to Jackson on the left. She's going to dribble to the lane. Going in for the running jumper. Good.
Kate is having a great offensive game tonight. You'd love to see her be aggressive there.
20-16. Mount Holmes lead back to two possessions. Ross with it. Now gives it to Smith as she gets it across the timeline. Mount Holmes once again a man-to-man. 5:10 left to play in the third. Ball goes over to Tiefel on the right, on the left side. Down in the corner to Keene. Her pass is knocked away. Jackson comes up with a steal. Back come the Lady Bombers. Jackson's going coast to coast, going in for the layup. No good. Rebound controlled by Ross. Back come the Lady Panthers.
Simon Springs is pretty sloppy with the ball. Every pass is kind of bouncing around. You know, you love to see a couple turnovers here from them in the next few possessions.
Here's Ross giving it to Tiefel. Her jumper in the corner, up and in. Brooke Rena Tiefel now double figures with 11 points. You know, the thing about some of those sloppy passes, they've just been fortunate on that they haven't had more turnovers.
Yeah, I agree.
Four and a half minutes left to play in the third quarter. Mount's home leading 20-18. Here's Waymire giving it to Husky. She dribbles up to the top. Over to Norcross near the right corner. She drills out a little more on the wing, gives it to Husky. Up top to Waymire. Throws it to Norcross in the paint. She goes up for the layup. No good. Gets her own rebound. Puts it back up and in.
Good job staying with the ball after missing that one front one by Annie to gather herself and catch that ball and make that next one there.
Norcross now in double figures with 10 points. 22-18. Now Smith chases down the ball. In the backcourt, they're going to say it was tipped by Mountain Home, I guess. Now Ross has it. Tries to throw it into Tiefel. She mishandles the pass. It goes out of bounds. And Salem Springs comes up, commits another turnover.
Yeah, I think you and I both agree. We might have should have got this back court there. I don't know that Mountain Home touched it, but then all of a sudden they go down and give it to us anyways.
Now Salem Springs is going to take the timeout. We'll break with 3:48 left to play in the third. It is Mountain Home leading Salem Springs 22-18. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
At Knox Orthopedics, they know the pain from an injury demands immediate attention. At Knox, they can fix that. Their four highly qualified physicians, Drs. Knox, Rawls, McConnell, and Franklin, make it their priority to see you as soon as possible. You'll benefit from the best in orthopedic medicine with doctors who really care about getting you back to a life that's pain-free. See them at No. 3 Medical Plaza, Mountain Home, or during clinic hours at Harrison, West Plains, Melbourne, and Ash Flat. Check them out at knoxorthopedics.com.
ASC Warranty is proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers. ASC Warranty provides dealers with vehicle protection plans for any vehicle in their inventory. ASC Warranty's greatest assets are the people that make up the ASC team. The work ethic and dedication to consistently superior services provided by all of their employees are second to none. ASC Warranty is proud to say the Bombers have the same values. ASC Warranty is one of your biggest fans. They will be cheering you on every step of the way. Go Bombers!
3:48 left to play in the third quarter. Mountain Home with the ball leading 22-18. Edmund Wilbur tried to check in during the timeout, but...
Yeah, it was a little late trying to check in. They're going to have to wait until the next dead ball here. It looks like Coach Leonard may be trying to get Andy off the floor with those three fouls to protect her here the last part of this quarter so he can have her in the home stretch.
Right. Husky dribbling between the circles for the Lady Bombers. Dribbles over to the left side and gives it up top to Waymire. Now back over to Husky. Husky dribbling up to the top. Finds Norcross on the left side. Down to Rucker in the corner. She'll dribble out on the wing. That goes up toward the top. Gives it there to Husky. Husky goes toward the right side. Now back to Rucker up the top. She dribbles to the left wing. Gives it there to Norcross. She's going to try for another three-pointer. Good!
Let's be glad they didn't let her take Annie out there on that. Let her put back in.
Absolutely. 15 points for Norcross. 25-18. Mountain Home's lead is up to three possessions. Less than 3 minutes left to the third. Here's Smith quickly back the other way. Ball goes to Keene. She's going to put up the jumper on the left side. No good. And the rebound's chased down by Waymire. Back on the Lady Bombers.
Yeah, you hear the coaches in the bench yelling, "Wolf, Wolf." It means you got a defender coming behind you.
Norcross tries another three in the right corner. This one will not go. And the rebound comes to the Lady Panthers. Smith throws it down in the left corner to Keene, I believe. Gives it to Tiefel on the paint. She puts up the turnaround jumper good. Rena Tiefel with 13 points. Mountain Home's lead cut to 5 now. 25-20 our score. 2:17 left in the third.
Tiefel's having a night tonight. She's just kind of in the right spot, right time, and getting the shots to fall.
Husky drilling up at the top for the Lady Bombers. Throws it over on the left side to Rucker. Thought about the three. Now she's going to drill to the elbow. Kicks out to Norcross on the wing. Back to Rucker. She's going to go into the paint, put up the jumper. May have been partially blocked. No good, and the rebound's knocked around, controlled by Asylum Springs.
Good shot there by the Lady Bombers. Just didn't fall.
Smith with it. She's going to drill down to the low block, going in for the layup. Good. Brooke Smith with her first field goal of the night. That's kind of surprising. 25-22, Lady Bombers up. 1:38 left to play in the third. Here is Rucker with it. Near the right elbow. Picks up a drill, trying to figure out where to go with it. tries to throw it to Jackson in the paint. Ball was knocked away and stolen by the Lady Panthers.
Yeah, Amelia got in there, took two dribbles, picked her dribble up and got stuck and tried to get rid of it before that five-second count got her.
Smith will throw it over on the left side to Faith Ellis. Now ball goes down to Ross on the low block. She puts up the jumper. Good. Ross with 8 points on the night. And all of a sudden, Mount Tom's lead is cut to a point. 106 left to play in the third quarter. 25-24 our score.
See if we try to hold here for the last shot with a minute, knowing we get the ball to start the fourth quarter.
Husky with it as we take inside the minute. 50 seconds left now. Husky's dribbling. Got to get some distance between her and her defender, Ellis. Dribbles on the right side.
You love to see the smartness here of Parker. She's looking here at the official and watching him at that five-second call.
Well, man, Husky tried to throw it off the leg of a Lady Panther, and ball ended up getting knocked around and a jump ball called. And so now Mount Tom won't get the ball to start the final quarter as they change the possession there after the inbound pass.
Glad you didn't lose the ball, but you would have loved to have back-to-back possessions there out of this one.
Absolutely. Here's Mullen with it, who just checked in just a moment ago. So did Emma Wilbur, by the way. We're down to 20 seconds as ball goes to Mullen. Mullen trying to dribble away from her defender, now about to be met by a double team. She gets out of that, tries to throw it to Wilbur. She mishandles the pass, and now another jump ball, and it's going to be Solomon Springs ball in possession arrow. I thought that one was kind of quick.
Yeah, that was a quick one there.
But that is Mount Tom's 11th turnover of the night. 7.1 seconds left as Solomon Springs has a chance to get the lead back to end the quarter. Here's Smith taking the inbound pass. She's quickly going to the left side, going up for the jumper, kind of a lean jumper, no good. Ross gets offensive rebound. Couldn't get the basket back up to before the buzzer, and we have reached the end of the third quarter. We've got 8 minutes left in this one. Our score at the end of three, Mountain Home leading Solomon Springs 25-24. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Class Kids 101.7.
Are you ready to change banks or add another checking account without even going to the bank? It's super easy with Farmers and Merchants Bank and the Bank of Fayetteville at mebanking.com. Simply go to mebanking on your computer, tablet,